Boris Johnson's office apologies to the Queen for partying on eve of Prince Philip's funeral. By Kurt Sindelka on January 14, 2022. Prime Minister Boris Johnson's office has apologized to Queen Elizabeth II for two parties held in Downing Street last year on the eve of the funeral for the British monarch's consort, Prince Philip. In the latest round of leaks concerning government officials partying it up in Downing Street while the rest of the nation was under draconian lockdown measures, Number 10 staff reportedly held two parties on April 16, 2021. The parties, according to a report from The Telegraph, are believed to have lasted until the early hours of the morning. The revelry came just one day before Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh, was laid to rest after passing away at the age of 99. At the time of the funeral, England was under step 2 of the lockdown roadmap restrictions, preventing Britons from mixing indoors. Mourners of Prince Philip were even told not to leave flowers for the beloved prince over concerns of spreading the Chinese virus. As a result of the strict lockdown measures at the time, the Queen was forced to self-isolate and sit alone while in St. George's Chapel at Windsor Castle during the funeral for her husband of 73 years. The images of the grieving monarch sitting alone were broadcast around the world as a symbol of stoicism, but also a demonstration of Britain's ultra-strict lockdown. Apologizing for the hypocritical actions of government staff, Prime Minister Boris Johnson's spokesman said on Friday that it was deeply regrettable that this took place at a time of national mourning. While Prime Minister Boris Johnson did not attend the two parties in question, the embattled Tory leader has come under fire for similar apparent breaches of the government's own lockdown policies during booze-laden bashes in the garden of No. 10 Downing Street, which he did attend. Last week, it was revealed that Mr. Johnson's private secretary, Martin Reynolds, had invited around 100 Downing Street staff to a bring-your-own-booze party in the garden of the Prime Minister's official residence at No. 10 on May 20, 2020. Mr. Johnson later apologized for the gathering but claimed that he only attended the party for 25 minutes and said that he believed that it was a work gathering. The Prime Minister previously used the excuse of work to explain a photograph showing Mr. Johnson, his then-girlfriend, now wife, Carrie Johnson, alongside other government officials in the same garden eating cheese and drinking wine just days before the other larger party. Commenting on the latest lockdown-breaking scandal, Brexit leader Nigel Farage said, "The Tory party's contempt for the British people knows no bounds." Follow Kurt Sindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Sindelka.